Welcome and thank you for visiting us for today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis. For more information regarding our ministry, please stay tuned until after the following message. Every eye will see Jesus, oh God, great and mighty to be
praised. In John 16:13 this morning, well, praise God. How many would admit this morning that we need the Lord? Praise God. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you. All right, I need a guide. Not a spirit guide like paganism teaches. I need the Holy Spirit to guide me. Now that scripture, let me finish. He shall not speak to himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He shall show you things to come. He will guide you. In other words, he will show the way. He will show the way. He will lead you. He will conduct you. In Africa, they have trains. I was talking to this guy about going to this place when I go back again, Lord willing. He says, oh, it's only a 24-hour ride on the train. 24-hour ride on the train. No. Why do you can't do it? I need the Holy Spirit to help me. But when the conductor says all aboard, praise God, we better get on. We better get on the old gospel ship. When the conductor says, load them up, boys. The Holy Spirit will be our conductor. Praise God. Now back to 14:26, the same book, John 14:26. But when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. You know, when I think of a Comforter, when the children were young, they would carry around a security blanket, you know, drag that thing around, security blanket, and they'd cover up, you know, and everything. When the Comforter has come, how many's got a Comforter on your bed? Anybody? Nobody, one or two. The rest of you, just a sheet, and that's it, huh? Freeze all night. When the Comforter has come, well, has he come? Has he come? He hasn't left. Well, I don't feel him. Well, that's strike one, because we're going by faith here. If we keep the faith, we'll feel him. It may not be all the time, but he dwells faithful. Amen. There'll be times of great anointing and Holy Spirit movement on your life, and you just feel so great, like you run through a troop, leap over the wall. The next thing, where's God? Well, we're human. I mean, Paul said, I knew a man 14 years ago. Well, in the body, out of the body, I don't know. God knows. 14 years, nothing. He walked by faith. Trust God. Can we trust him? See, that's what it's all about. I had a man 3 or 4 years ago come in the church, and he was claiming to be all righteous and holy and everything. And he said to me, he said, you know, but I've got to learn to tithe. I have a problem tithing. And I said, can you trust God? See, that's really what it's all about. Can we trust God? We're all being groomed for the big test. You know what the big test is? When we cross the great divide. What a test. I know God uses our flesh, but we best not trust in it. Nope. You see, the real issue is in us. The struggle is between the flesh and the spirit. In other words, the body versus the inner man. That's the problem. And we inherited this problem from Adam. So we need the Holy Spirit. In Romans 8 now in verse 26, we need the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. That's the reason I'm calling for prayer tonight for those that can come back, because after a while you run out of words and we don't know how to pray as we ought. So then the Spirit, we've got to trust the Spirit to pray through us, because He knows how to pray. He knows what we need to say. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings. Now these groanings are from us, amen, not Him. That's right. We're the ones with the groanings, which cannot be uttered. In other words, it cannot be uttered in the natural language. Right. And so these churches that say that we don't need tongues, they don't know what they're talking about. Because the prayer language is a gift of God. And it's always an unselfish prayer. It's always answered 100% of the time. And all it requires is faith. Then in verse 27, He searches the hearts and knows what's the mind of the Spirit. I'll explain that in just a minute. Because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So if the Spirit does not help in prayer, it means very little. But when we trust Him to help us pray, it means very much. So the Spirit then will intercede on our behalf. Can I have an amen from everybody? Now we've got to trust God on this. Of course, that's why the Holy Spirit was sent. Amen. The Father knows what the Spirit wants done. That's what this verse means. The Father searches the hearts and knows what is the mind of the Spirit. So the Father knows what the Spirit wants done in our situation and in other people's situations during life's journey. So the Spirit then is assigned to carry out the will of God in our lives. Will He fail? No. We're the ones that fail. But we should learn from our failures and mistakes and not keep repeating the same thing. That's not repentance. Amen. Life is a process of trial and error. If I were to ask us this morning what the meaning of life is, what would you say? I'm convinced there is no life outside of Christ. None. So the Spirit is assigned then to carry out the will of God in our lives. Our problem is ignorance. I know you don't want to hear that, and I don't want to hear it, but it is true. Our problem is ignorance, not knowing how to pray or what to pray. None of us have those answers. Now, we can pray the Word, and that's the only way that we're going to be able to pray in English, is the Word of God. But then there are times the will of God is not known. If it be thy will, O Lord, we'll go in the city and buy and sell and get gain. Because he really didn't know what he was going to do. So I always say, when it comes to things I'm not sure about, Lord willing, we'll do this and that. You understand? But we don't know how to pray and what to pray because we're ignorant. If we were not ignorant, we'd know what to pray and how to pray. God knows how we are. It's okay to be human. He's assigned the Holy Spirit to help us. That's the reason we need God. That we just can't make it. We won't make it. Now, prayer must change to address things. We're always praying the same thing. Hello. Oh, Lord, be with us as we leave. People, he said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. Why are you praying that way? Right. Well, that's just the way we used to do it. Well, it hasn't worked. We get in this formula. You know, thank you for this day, Lord. Your grace, love, hallelujah. You know, bless us through the week. Keep us in your will. You know, just the same prayer all the time. Folks, stop it. Amen. Well, I just won't pray. Now you're rebellious. If you don't pray, you're going to faint. You know, this is better teaching than what amens I'm getting today. So I'm not going to preach tonight. How you like that? Now we're going to see who's going to pray. It's difficult to pray. Yeah, it's work, but then the rewards are eternal. Praise God. Pray ye one for another and bear one another's burdens. That's what the Word of God says. So we'll have a season of prayer tonight, and then we'll have a season of praying for everyone's situations individually. And trust God together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prayer must change in order to address new problems and new situations that we face during life's journey. We can't pray the same repetitious prayer all the time and expect God to bless it. We can't expect to pray the same prayer all the time and expect God to bless it because we're facing different situations. We've got to confront the situation, but I don't know how. I know. The Spirit knows how. And that's what the Father God's looking for. Can we trust the Holy Spirit? I'm telling you we can. There's no one else that we can trust any further than Him. I can't even trust my own flesh. It's the enemy of the will of God. It does not want to do what God wants. Well, I'm going to read the Word. I can't sleep. All right, get up and read the Word and you'll go to sleep. Because the flesh is enmity with the Spirit. This is our problem. And we have a tendency just to give in. Well, you know, the flesh can overcome us sometimes. But we've got to realize we're not going to go anywhere. We're not talking about salvation. We're talking about having some victory in our lives. How can God bless us when we go to Him in prayer without having a victory for ourselves? We need to get breakthrough first. Then start praying for everybody else. Amen. Praise God. So our problem is ignorance. We don't know what to do, how to do it. We're just helpless little Christians. I know. But when I'm weak, I'm strong. So then we must trust God to lead us in the prayer. Amen. Why is it everybody wants to get somebody else to pray for them? When the Bible says, any afflicted, let him pray. See, there's no shortcuts to this deal. And there are times we need the prayers of the saints. Yes, I'm telling you, there are other times we need to pray for ourselves. Amen. But I can't change myself. I know. God's the one that can change us and will change us if we'll just trust Him. So, I like this definition as we're going to begin to close here. The Holy Ghost intercedes. And that word intercedes means to rescue from a ditch. Amen. Now, I got this from Rick Renner, so it's not my thought, so I give him the credit for it, all right? He said to rescue from a ditch. Now, I don't listen to the guy because I cannot stand to watch him. He's talking with his hands like this all the time. It just makes me nervous, so I just can't watch him. But, you know, he's a pretty good teacher, right? Like this, all the time he's like this, I just can't take it, okay? But he did say, when the Holy Ghost intercedes for us, and thank God he will, he rescues us from the ditch. Yes. We want God to get down this ditch, walk with us in our misery. No, Holy Spirit gets down there, then he pulls you out of the ditch. Get back up on the mountain here. Get back up on the side. So you see, deep problems must be dealt with. And the Holy Spirit is the only one that can deal with deep-seated problems in our lives. No one else can counsel you out of it. So the negatives that are inside of us, Rick Renner told a story as we go into 1 Corinthians 6 for the last verse this morning. Rick Renner told a story. He's the Greek expert. And she, this woman that was dying of cancer and she was in pain, and she called him to come over and pray for her, and that's good. But when he got there, he said there was several other pastors and preachers there that had already came and prayed for her, laid hands and prayed and everything, but there were no real results. And when he got there, he said, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do because it's, you know, these other guys are here and everything, and they're pastors and everything. And the Spirit said to him, hey, the Spirit said to him, now he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit, said, go over there and lay on the woman's legs and pray in the Spirit. He said, no, I don't want to do that. That's crazy. They'll think I'm lost it. Go over and lay on the woman's legs. Apparently she was on a bed or had her legs up like this. So he went over and laid on her legs. And that's, but I think about Elijah that laid on the boy that was dead. And he sneezed and brought him back to life and everything. So he began to pray in tongues. And he said, the woman was instantly delivered from cancer. But he went on to say, her life was prolonged for some time, but she still passed away because of it anyway. And then he explained why. And here's the kicker. Everybody say, here's the kicker. He said, I heard the woman begin to speak hatred and unforgiveness and animosity and ill will and just all types of evil things coming from her inner man. Come on. Inner man coming out her mouth. How she hated this person and that and the family and this and that. And it was all coming out. And he said that was what caused the cancer to start with. Because the body was rejecting her. Folks, this is heavy. Who are you? Haskell wants to know that. You are a spirit. And when our inner man is out of sorts with the will of God, we don't forgive people, come on somebody, then this particular person that he was talking about, that was her issue, that was her problem, because she refused to, she didn't repent and she didn't forgive, and so it came back. Because the body is not designed for inner turmoil like this. And then it begins to self-destruct. I've seen that in people. Try to kill themselves. In fact, dear God, I've been through it, folks. My own sister tried to kill herself, cut her wrist. teenagers go to high school, they're cutters. That's nothing to boast about, sweetie. Why are you punishing yourself? You're not God. If God punishes, then you deserve it. But you don't have a right to punish yourself and condemn yourself. You are a child of God. Old things passed away. All things have become new. You don't have a right to beat up on yourself and make yourself physically sick, starting from your inner man. Now that's one aspect. The other thing, it's just a result of the fall. Nobody's to blame. We didn't sin. You know, we all face these things. But you got to figure out now, have you forgiven everybody? Are you carrying grudges? I don't know what's the matter with me. Well, we need to judge ourselves and make sure that we're right with the Lord and then trust God to pull us out of the mess. The Holy Spirit will get in the ditch and help us. I'm just saying that was this particular problem that Rick Renner faced. So we need to take care of ourselves. Turn to somebody and say, take care of yourself. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, praise God. Take care of yourself. Take charge of your own health. Because nobody else is going to do it. Nobody. By the way, I'll be selling cannabis oil after church. Hallelujah. Might as well laugh about it. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it as long as it's not hallucinogenic. You know? Even then, God's the one that made the marijuana plant. Hallelujah. So, you know, take a little bit of that for our little wine for our stomach's sake and often infirmities. And I mean often. No. No. Everybody say no. See, that's the flesh wanting a crutch. Oh, God, help me. That's the problem. We want to crutch something. And I'm not getting on to people because I go and look in the refrigerator to say hello. Nervous eating. Anybody a nervous eater? Maybe it's not nervous. Maybe you're just addicted to sugar or something. You know? I've noticed that candy out there. It goes down fast on Sunday morning. Man. And somebody's getting all the cinnamon out of that. And you know, it's really upsetting. I go through that and try to find a piece of cinnamon that's not there. Because all you gluttons get it. Not really. I like a cinnamon, hey. That's one of my downfalls. I like lemon pie, and I love that strawberry shortcake. But, you know, I've got to watch it. And, you know. So I take care of myself. Amen. Because nobody else is going to. Amen. Same way with you. You know you shouldn't be drinking that Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Mountain Dew all the time. I was so hooked on Diet Pepsi years ago, I drank about, six or eight cans a day. I mean, all the time. I'm thinking, hey, that's diet, you know, hey. Not losing any weight, but you know. And I got addicted to it, and finally it came out, you know, that it causes brain tumors, so I quit it. Amen. We just have addictive natures. We've got to crutch something. Back in the day, when hard times was hit, I'd run to the bottle. Not now, nobody here. No. No. Like my brother-in-law when he was dying of lung cancer. Doctor said, well, no need to quit smoking now. And Dale, my brother-in-law, said, yeah, this is the only friend I got right here, the cigarette. And I watched him sit there and smoke that cigarette and die of cancer. And he knew it was killing him, but he wouldn't quit. Didn't he go to heaven? Hope so. But might smell like he came from the other place. 1 Corinthians 6:19. I'm going to quit before I get stoned. Sometimes you people just, I think you might hate me, but you're going to have to love me lest something bad come upon you. Amen. What? Everybody say what? Know ye not your body's temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Everybody say the Holy Ghost is in you. Come on, tell somebody, please. Like you believe it. The Word of God says it. He is. You have of God and you're not your own. So I don't really have a right to say, other than, Lord, help me to change. You are bought with a price. Glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. So let's take care of ourselves. What do you say? Number one, take care of our inner man. Number two, take care of the outer man. I haven't mastered all this yet. You know, we're supposed to stay out of stress. All right. Amen. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Stay out of stress, everybody. Get plenty of sleep. Haven't mastered that one yet. Eat right. The donut just speaks to me, you know. I can walk past that donut with that jelly inside of that all. And it puts 2 or 3 pounds on me just walking past it. You know? Then after you eat it, you know, I need an Alka-Seltzer. Something's not right here, you know? But take care of your body. Amen. Take care of your spirit, which belong to God. And really, if we don't do it, who's going to? You ever think about that? Who's going to take care of us if we don't take care of ourselves? Amen. Quit worrying. I know it's hard to do. Quit worrying. Cast all of our cares over on the Lord. He cares for us. Praise God. And start living that way. Amen. Only reason we worry is because of the flesh. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? Where are we going to sleep? What are we going to drive? Who are we going to marry? Who are we going to divorce? Who are we going to remarry? All we care about is the flesh. But the flesh is getting older. How many has noticed that? The flesh is getting older. Now I know you young whippersnappers, oh, you got the world by the tail. Uh-huh. But David said, I once was young and now I'm old. I mean, I didn't realize I was getting old until Billy showed the bloopers last night. You know, the DVD bloopers. Now I realize I'm no spring chicken anymore. I mean, I used to have a six-pack. Praise God, man. Now everything's falling to a keg. Got the turkey waddle here. I got to put it under the shirt, you know. You haven't noticed it, have you? Good. So I don't have money for a facelift. Besides that, if I got a facelift, I'd look like the Joker. You know, how y'all doing? Y'all doing okay, huh? Folks, we can have Max Factor and Vidal's house soon, and we can have all this stuff, and the inside of us is still getting older. But the inner man doesn't age. Praise God. Hopefully we mature, but we never really grow old. That's the spirit. We're eternal. How many understands that? Let's take care of our eternal being by staying in the will of God. Let's take care of our physical body. Amen. We'll do good in life's journey, no matter what comes our way. Let's stand.
hope you enjoyed today's message by Dr. R.L. Davis, pastor and overseer of Zion Word Ministries International. For more information regarding our ministry and mission, please visit us online at zwmi.com. Once again, that's zwmi.com. Or visit us on Facebook at Zion Word Ministries International. My faith will be made strong.